I thought about a couple of different subjects, and a lot of times I'll think about and ask the question, what is it that we need to hear as a church? And this time, I decided I'm going to share with you something that I needed. So I hope it'll be a blessing. My thoughts are entitled, Do You Love His Appearing? And if you would, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 7 and 8. Now, maybe you've been in a situation where you were maybe engaged in a project at work, or maybe you were doing something at home, like working in the garden, or you were cleaning up the garage, you know, something like that. And then all of a sudden you get a visit from somebody you hadn't seen in years. Well, you drop everything, right? And you devote your attention completely to that friend or to that loved one. And I want you to keep that picture in the back of your mind for the next few minutes as I share a few thoughts with you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I just ask your blessing on this time we have to look into your word, and I just pray that this would be a time of edification for each one of us. Draw us closer to you in this time together, in Jesus' name, amen. 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8 says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Well, it's clear that there's a reward promised for those that love Christ's appearing. But recently, when I heard somebody read these verses, I was struck by the question, what do we mean by his appearing? Well, let me set this up for us. Christ's second coming will take place in two phases. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17, you don't have to turn there, but those verses tell us about that first phase. We're going to be caught up together with those believers who have gone on before us, and we're going to be taken up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Revelation 19 tells us of the second phase of Christ's return. Jesus will come out of heaven on a white horse as a mighty warrior. And verse 14 says, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And many Bible scholars teach that we're going to be in that army to return to the earth with Christ. And then here's what we're told in Matthew 24, verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So in Revelation 1, 13 through 16, we're given a description of Jesus. And it doesn't fit any kind of description like, you know, the gentle Jesus that we see in so many art depictions today. So I'm not going to describe what he looks like in these verses, but I encourage you to read that on your own maybe later. And then in verse 17, John says that when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet as if he were dead. The way Jesus looks is going to be a fearful thing. And Jesus had to tell John not to be afraid. Nonetheless, I think that we're all going to be astonished when we see Jesus as he truly is now. So if you would, turn in your Bible to 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. 1 John 2, 28. Let me ask the question again. Do you love his appearing? Now, you might say, yes, I can't wait to go to heaven and get the new body I've been promised. Or maybe you say, I can't wait to see the Lord clean up the evil in this world and give the wicked what they deserve. Or do you see things differently? You know, do you dread the Lord's appearing? Are you afraid of the Lord's appearing? Are there problems and sins that you don't want the Lord to see? Or do you have things that you want to accomplish before Jesus comes for his people? Do you have relatives you want to see come to Christ? Well, that's a good thing, right? But do you have plans that you don't want the Lord to interrupt? There could be any number of reasons why you might not be looking forward to the Lord's appearing. But the crux of the matter is this. What is your relationship like with Jesus? How is your walk with the Lord? We sing what a friend we have in Jesus, but is he just a fair weather friend to you? Do you keep him at a distance? Or is he somebody that you talk to every day? Are you spending time in God's word so that he can speak to you and guide you? Are you abiding in Christ? So consider what John wrote here in 1 John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you're apprehensive about the Lord's appearing, or if you don't love his appearing for any reason, ask the Lord to help you take down the barriers or the roadblocks that are keeping you from loving Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit do his work in you. Because if you truly love Jesus, and if you're abiding in Christ, you will love his appearing. The crown of righteousness that Paul mentions in 2 Timothy 4 is really just icing on the cake. Listen to what the Lord told Abram in Genesis 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." So it's not just a crown which is a reward for those who love his appearing. It's the Lord himself. I'm looking forward to the day when I can see Jesus face to face. And I hope you are too. I hope you love his appearing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, thank you for your word. Thank you for the encouragement that we get from your word, the guidance. We just thank you for your Spirit illuminating the word. Help us to walk closer with you. Help us to abide in Christ and help us to love your appearing all the more because we love you. We ask your blessing as we break off for prayer now, and we just thank you for being with us now. In Jesus' name, amen.